been a year and 4 months since U.S. Special Forces killed terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden. The story of how he was killed is making headlines once again. It's told in a new book called No Easy Day, and it's written by a Navy SEAL who was on that mission. A lot of information about the event has already been publicized, but the Pentagon says the book may also give secret information about how Navy SEALs are trained, and that's illegal. The head of the Naval Special Warfare Command says he's disappointed and embarrassed that troops are writing about their secret work, which he says they should not advertise or try to get recognition for. Renee Marsh considers the next chapter in this controversy.
No Easy Day is causing quite the buzz as author and former Navy SEAL Matt Bissonnette shares his rare firsthand account of the day U.S. Navy SEALs killed Osama bin Laden. The book has been number one on Amazon's bestseller list for 2 weeks, but the Pentagon is not eager about the release. The military's top lawyer says they're considering legal action.
We are very concerned that classified information may be contained in this book.
In a Pentagon briefing Tuesday, Press Secretary George Little said the former Navy SEAL should have submitted his book for a pre-publication review.
When you have special operations units that perform these missions, there are tactics, techniques, and procedures, not to mention human life, that are in play. And it is the height of irresponsibility not to have this kind of material checked for the possible disclosure of classified information.
Bissonnette's lawyer says he did not violate military secrecy agreements or disclose classified information. Whether or not the controversy launches into a court battle, the 336-page book is flying off the shelves. In Washington, I'm Renee Marsh reporting.
President Obama arrived in Charlotte, North Carolina yesterday, the site of the Democratic National Convention, where members of his party are rallying in the hopes that he'll be reelected in November. Last week, speakers at the Republican National Convention laid out their arguments for why that shouldn't happen. During their big event, Democrats plan to point out the tough decisions the president has made in office and his plans to help more Americans in the future. Speakers on Tuesday night included the mayor of San Antonio, Texas. Julian Castro credited the president with improving conditions in the U.S.
4 years ago, America stood on the brink of a depression. Despite incredible odds and united Republican opposition, our president took action. And now we've seen 4.5 million new jobs. He knows better than anyone that there's more hard work to do, but we're making progress. And now we need to make a choice.
The president's wife, First Lady Michelle Obama, also spoke that night. She told delegates and viewers that the change her husband had promised when he was elected 4 years ago may take a while to achieve.
He reminds me that we are playing a long game here, and that change is hard, and change is slow, and it never happens all at once, but eventually we get there. We always do. We get there because of folks like my dad, folks like Barack's grandmother, men and women who said to themselves, I may not have a chance to fulfill my dreams, but maybe my children will. Maybe my grandchildren will.
Beyond CNN Student News, there are a ton of ways for you to get information on this presidential race. Dan Simon explains how the campaigns have noticed and what they're doing about it.
Technology has taken center stage in this run for the White House. Obama and Romney are using every digital tool available to reach voters. For the president, it even included a virtual town hall forum on Reddit, the social news website with just 20 employees but millions of users. With zero notice, President Obama logged on last Wednesday for an Ask Me Anything, or AMA. Political observers say his responses probably were not as significant as the mere idea itself of the president engaging in a digital town hall forum.